As a young person, I want to inform you that temptation is just, it's a necessary part of the Christian life. It's just going to happen. And trials and temptations are the things that God uses to prove the faithfulness of his people. And in the previous chapter, chapter 38, Judah failed the test. And we jump from chapter 37 of Genesis to chapter 39, because 38 is not about Joseph, and we're talking about the life of Joseph. But we see in chapter 39 that Joseph passes the test. And staying faithful to God through temptation and trial does not always bring immediate success. In fact, it may bring immediate hardship. Faithfulness does not always bring instant prosperity, but it may bring instant persecution. And so you as a believer, when you refuse to yield to sinful temptations, may have some difficult circumstances. But eventually, you're going to see that God takes care of these things. And the last verse of chapter 37 and the first verse of chapter 39 are similar in that they stress information about the man who purchased Joseph, this man named Potiphar. And so look at verse 1 of chapter 39 with me. It says, "Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there." And so we see, first of all, that he's an officer of Pharaoh. He is also a captain of the guard, and he's an Egyptian. And so we see that God blesses Joseph in different ways. First of all, we see this in verse 2, that the Lord was with Joseph. God was with Joseph. And that's a key point in the chapter. It's specifically saying that the Lord was with Joseph. Four times in this chapter it says it. God's presence with Joseph meant God's protection, his direction, his provision, and his prosperity. Luck has nothing to do with anything connected to Joseph. And it's a word that should never be in our vocabulary. In Joseph's darkest hours, when all others had abandoned him, God was still with him. God was watching over him. He's protecting him. He's directing him. He's prospering him. And then he prospers Joseph with success. Look at the second part of verse 2. "And he became a successful man." That word successful is one that means Joseph prospered and succeeded well over the normal limit to level of overflowing. Everything Joseph was doing and touching was turning to gold because God was permitting him to succeed. And then God prospers Joseph in his location. Look at the third part from verse C and verse 2. "And he was in the house of his Egyptian master." And so he's a slave who was allowed to live in that house. He did not live in a slave's quarters. He's in the house of his master. He enjoys the advantage of living like other Egyptians. And then he prospers Joseph in how Potiphar estimates him. Look at verse 3. "His master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands." So the key to the favor that Joseph was experiencing was that he was faithful to God. And a key to us being noticed at our jobs is being faithful to God. So many think that human advancement and approval is due to them getting approval of someone in the company. But in all reality, it is getting the approval of God. And then he prospers him in Potiphar promoting him. Look at verse 4. "So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him, and he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had." So we see that Potiphar is impressed with this seed of Abraham, that he promoted him to have total charge over everything in his house. And then God prospers Potiphar for promoting Joseph. Look at verses 5 and 6. "From that time that he made him an overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was all on all that he had in house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge, and because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. So clear back in Genesis 12, God made a promise. I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. So the one who is in business and cares for a faithful believer, God is going to bless. And the road for Joseph was not easy. There's one setback after another, but through it all, Joseph stayed faithful to God, and God richly blessed him for it. And so we see that God is sovereignly directing, even in the worst possible circumstances. God is with this faithful servant everywhere he goes and is involved in everything that happens to him. God will prosper those who remain faithful to him through difficult circumstances. God will cause certain lost people to recognize that his blessings are occurring in the life of that faithful servant. God in his time will promote and prosper that faithful servant. And temptations are destined to occur in the life of this faithful believer. And the believer who refuses to yield is going to see God bless them in very special ways.